into its container, fastened the lid, and wrote a file number across the plastic. So little to examine. Such a short life. As I secured the tub in an evidence locker, the memory cells floated an image of Gideon Banks. Wrinkled brown face, fuzzy gray hair, voice like ripping duct tape. Expand the image. A small man in a plaid flannel shirt arcing a string mop across a tile floor. The memory cells had been offering the same image all morning. Though I'd tried to conjure up others, this one kept reappearing. Gideon Banks and I had worked together at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte for almost 2 decades until his retirement 3 years back. I'd periodically thanked him for keeping my office and lab clean, given him birthday cards and a small gift each Christmas. I knew he was conscientious, polite, deeply religious, and devoted to his kids. And he kept the corridor spotless. That was it. Beyond the workplace, our lives did not connect. Until Tamala Banks placed her newborn in a wood stove and vanished. Crossing to my office, I booted my laptop and spread my notes across the desktop. I'd barely begun my report when a form filled the open doorway. A home visit really is above and beyond.